Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接力告诉你。
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny.
我是 Adam.
那今天呢我们的节目要说一下就是在平时我们说英语的时候口语里特别容易犯的一些错误。
That's right, we're going to be talking about the very simple common mistakes that we hear from day to day.
对，因为最近我们开言的口语群一直在跟大家交流啊，在群里面呢我们也注意到一些大家常犯的 little mistakes,还有我们日常听到的。所以在群里呢 ,Adam 和 Diane那就会帮大家来改正，然后今天我们就总结一下 very common top mistakes.
Right.
是的，那喜欢听我们节目的朋友，如果你刚开始听我们的节目，we've also done years, a lot of great shows in the past. 大家都可以到我们的开言英语微信公众号去查看以前我们的节目，然后呢，它有非常详细的关键字呀，图文啊，所以这样你的学习效果会更好。So Adam, where should we start?
Let's start with just hello, saying hello.
Greetings.
Greetings, right.
打招呼的时候。So what type of mistakes do you notice?
I don't want to say my favorite, but it kind of is my favorite, is when someone says, hey guys, to me. Just me. Guys.
对，因为你是一个人、
right.
对吧，你不是很多人、
right.
但是呢其实 hey guys 是一个很好的 it's a very natural and colloquial、
yeah.
way to greet someone 那但是呢 hey guys is a very good colloquial way to greet a group of people、
yeah.
就是它是一个很好的跟一堆人几个人打招呼的说法但是如果只有一个人的话呢、don't say hey guys,
hey guys.、
如果你觉得那这样我就把 S 去掉说 Hey guy
Hey guy、yeah.
这也
Sounds very Canadian
你说很加拿大、
yeah. mm-hmm.
但是美国人听着会觉得很奇怪
Maybe we should ask Spencer
我知道是很怪 I've never heard this in my life、那如果是跟你一个人打招呼我们可以怎么说呢、
Just hey man、
Hey man
Hey man is pretty nice、I mean it's not very formal
对当然它是比较就是很 casual 的、
right.
很放松很随意的打招呼的方式、
right. But just be careful you don't say like hi man or hello man
Okay so man only works with hey,
hey. Yeah, hey man
Hey man、
mm.
而且美国人 Spencer 他每次跟你打招呼好像都是 Hey man what's up
Hey man what's up、yeah.
Hey man
sup
是他很喜欢的这个方式
Hey man what's up、yeah.
那如果是一个跟女孩打招呼、你不能跟她说 Hey woman
Hey girl
Hey girl 我听到过
Yeah but that doesn't sound very nice
对这个好像是比较 Like a pickup line
right,
搭讪的时候用的、对吧
是
那跟女孩打招呼的时候
Hello
就 Hello Hi 这样对吧
Yeah
或者根据 Depending onWhat time of the day it is,就是 you know,
morning, good evening.
对 good evening 什么的。好。但是前面说的 hey guys, 虽然guy 的意思是一个男人、但是你打招呼的时候或者就形容一群人那 guys 是可以 include both men and women.
Sure. I mean, a good rule of thumb is as long as there is one guy,then you can call the whole group guys.
就如果这一群人里面一个男的都没有、都是女孩你跟他说 Hey guys or what are you guys doing today 那就不行了
right.
就起码 at least the group has one
man. One guy, yeah.
好的而且千万不要说 Hey woman or Hey women
Hey
girls
Hey girls I guess is
Hey girls
That's okay
kind of okay, yeah
Yeah, I wouldn't say hey girl just to a girl but no, hi girls
Hi girls、
yeah.
可以的好打招呼的我们说完了那接下来呢我想说说问问题的时候因为这个错误呢觉得十个人里九个都会犯而且你可能会犯一辈子都不知道这个问法是错的
That's right
就是特别学英语的时候你想问一个人这个东西英语怎么说、Very often I hear how to say this
yeah, or English how to say
要么是单独的一句Adam, how to say this in English?
Yeah.
或者有人会说, how to say 然后他会用一个中文对吧、mm-hmm. How to say 小龙虾 in English
right. How to say 泡妞 in English
对
like that、
但是这个其实是一个错误的语法、mm. 错误的问法
Sure Yeah you really should say You know How should I say、mm. How can I say
Or even how do I say
How do I say
都行、yeah. 对吧、所以呢英文里面不会直接就是 how to say or how to do something、mm. 都是 how should I、
right.
how do I how can I
you need a subject
对要一个、主语要一个 subject、mm. 既然讲到问问题还有一个呢错误是我觉得很多 native speakers 也会犯的、mm. 就是他在问一个 indirect question、
yeah.
那种间接的一个问句的时候、
right. This is a bit tougher this.
对这个、这个错误呢我觉得没有我们刚刚说的第一个、这么 noticeable It's、
yeah.
not as obvious
Sure
Not as bad
Well no the truth is that you know a lot of my friends are very high levelEnglish speakers,、
mm.
but this mistake they still always make.
And the mistake is?
The mistake is just the word order. Because when you ask the,、like a direct question, Jenny, where is the WC?、That's just a normal question. Where is the WC? When you ask the...
但是 WC 你们外国人也不会
I live in China, though, so I always say this word.、
但是在美国或者加拿大 people wouldn't say where's the WC. They'd say...
The bathroom.
Yeah, where's the bathroom.
The washroom.
对
The restroom.
所以这个也是一个常犯的 mistake.
Okay, I'll pick a new room.、
Okay.
Jenny, where is the kitchen?、
Okay.
But if I'm asking the question、indirectly, I'll want to say, Jenny, do you know...where the kitchen is.、So that the verb and the object change.
对对对。所以就是如果你直接问一个问题就是、比如 Adam, where is the airport?、
Mm.
Where is the school?、
Mm.
Where is...
Where's my money?
好这个就是我们英文里面的、习惯的那个语顺词的顺序对吧、
right.
Where is something 但是如果那个问题里面是 Do you know where 什么什么东西在哪里、
mm.
这个时候就要变成 Do you know where something
is Right、
mm.
Here's an example、Do you know what these are、So can you imagine like two Americans walking down You know in a Chinese、vegetable or fruit marketAnd looking at food that they've never seen before.、
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know what this is? Do you know what these are?
对。所以它的、语顺 word order
right.
changes.
Right.
对，这个呢，我觉得就是也要多说多练英文以后、mm-hmm. 你自己会培养出这个习惯，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 就 when you're asking an indirect question.
Right.
就是 do you know...What this is,、
right.
do you know where something is?
Sure.、Where I can find something. Do you know where I can find something?
是的是的。好那接下来呢我们要说的一个错误的类型就是单数复数。
Oh, okay. This is tough, right? Singular and plural.
Plurals,、对 singular and plural.、那有很多呢就是不可数名词 The uncountable nouns、
right.
我们很熟悉的就基本上大家不会用错比如说、
Water
对不会有人说 waters
Right
或者像 children 就是、
yes.
基本上大家不会说 childs、
True.
or children's、
right.
对吗但是呢、也有一些名词就大家会把它误以为是可数的比如我常听到的一个就是、I want to increase my vocabularies.
Vocabularies.
像我想多学点、
yes.
我想、增加我的英语词汇量、
mm.
这个很多人都会把 vocabulary 变成 vocabularies.
Very true. Yeah. No need that S. Don't need it.
对这个 vocabulary 是、an uncountable、
right.
noun. 它是一个不可数的。
Right.、
Mm.
Another example I always hear,、and I always smile, is knowledges.
知识、
mm. yeah. So no, just he... I think actually you guys probably use、that word a lot more in Chinese than we do. Because、I think that's part of the reason why the S is added. Because, you know, I might say like, knowledge is important.
啊，你就说本身中文里面用到知识的这个频率就要比英文用到 knowledge 这个词的频率要高。
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
你们英语里面提到 knowledge 通常是非常正式的一些场合、
yes.
或者在谈到就是一些比较可能严肃宏大的问题的时候。
Yes. Often we're not talking about our own personal knowledge. We're talking about knowledge in general.
就你们在说自己懂什么东西的时候不太用 knowledge.、
Mm-hmm. Right.
那你们会怎么说？比如说这个人他他懂得很多。
He knows many things.
He knows a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the same thing. Knowledge, know. It's just
but,
we use the verb.
And you probably wouldn't say he has a lot of knowledge. 不太会说。
Maybe if it was like specialized, professional knowledge. Right? He has a lot of specialized knowledge, maybe.
但不管怎么样这个后面 knowledge 后面不能加 s.
Right, right.
因为也常听到会有朋友说I want to learn a lot of, I learned a lot of knowledges. 这跟那个 vocabularies 其实很像的就后面不要加 s.
That's right.
说到单数复数那我还有常听到的一个就是比如说我是你们节目的忠实听众是你们的粉丝、有时候有朋友会说I'm a big fans of 开言英语、
yes.
I'm 开言英语
I am your fans.
Fans.、Mm. 对、那 again, you're one person.
You're one person.
对 so just say I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I am a fan, 对吧我是你们的一个粉丝、
sure.
就你千万不要说 I'm fans.
Yes.
Or I am a fans.
But maybe, you know,、the person that is saying it says, you know, everybody at my office listens to Open Language, and we are your fans.
Yeah, we are fans of the show.、
Right.
We are your fans, but never I am your fans.
Right.、Unless you're crazy, I guess, and you have two personalities.
自己脑子里还住着一个想象出来的人。
And they both like Open Language.
对，反正就不要这个错，我觉得也是比较容易改正的啊。
Yes.
So I'm a fan.
Right.
好。我又想到了一个错误的类型，就是把中英文里面一些实体的东西和概念的东西混淆，就是 confuse an abstract concept with an actual location.
Okay.
比如说，你的公司离家远不远？因为中文里面我们公司它可以是形容就是 the legal entity、
right.
or the actual office, the building.、
Yeah.
那英文里面其实 office 和 company 的用法是、分得很清楚的。
Yes, yeah.
当你说一个实体的这个地方。
Right, that's the office.
对 that's the office, that's the actual location.
Right.
所以你在谈到说比如我现在要去公司。你们会说
I need to go to the office.
I'm going to the office、
yeah.
now. Or, 我公司离家很远。
Oh, the office is, you know, so far from my home.
就不会说 I'm going to the company,
the company.
now. Or, my company is very far from、my home.
Sure.
不会这样来用、啊。
That's right.
其实我觉得这个类别这个 category 里面的还有很多大家也可以如果你想得到的可以在今天的留言里面举几个例子或者things that confuse you、
right.
让你一直觉得比较困扰这个用法的你分不清的都可以在今天的留言里面分享出来。好那我们今天呢说了一些平时口语里 common mistakes、常犯的错误希望大家听了今天的节目以后能从这些身边的小错误做起改起我觉得很重要的一点吧就是 don't feel daunted or discouraged、就做这种节目的时候我有的时候自己也比较犹豫因为我会想说啊是不是讲了以后很多朋友就很 nervous、很紧张然后就是说不太敢讲 don't be、
right.
Because the only way you get rid of these mistakes is just through practice
that's right
而且要在一种很你感觉到很安全的很舒服快乐的心态心情底下来学英语、那我们也会一直陪伴大家 So we'll be along the way helping you guys sharing things our observations
Sure, our knowledge
our knowledge,
our vocabulary.
对对，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。也希望大家多多参与讨论，你以后想听什么话题啊？包括每一集节目你听后的感想和问题啊、，share with us. We look forward to seeing them.
And don't forget, you can become a member of Kaiyan Yingyu.
嗯，对，因为我们每天都有新课，而且是全英语的课程，就是你可以一直接触到native speaker very authentic resources.
Sure, absolutely.
嗯，好，大家到我们公众号呢，可以先免费试用我们一套课程，之后你想购买的话呢，我们也有全网最优惠的一个价格，学习一年只需要629元。Thank you very much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见，
拜拜。